You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning, victorious people of God. This is the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast with our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, the Queen of Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center Incorporated, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Listen, you're welcome to stop by, drop in, tune in, but listen, don't you dare miss your blessing on today. God has a blessing for you, and it has your name written on it. And the only way that you're going to receive it is you be in the place where you can receive the blessings from God. I have a brief announcement to make to you before we jump right into the word. I'm telling you, on Friday, tomorrow night, we're having our 37th annual church anniversary at the Melbourne Hilton Rialto there in beautiful Melbourne, Florida. And we're inviting you to come on out. It starts at 7:30. We have the great speaker, Apostle Robert Scott from Georgia. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this great anniversary that we're having last year. I'm telling you, God moved mightily in the anniversary, and he's going to move again because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we invite you to come on out tomorrow night at 7:30. I'm telling you, you're talking about heaven on earth. Come on out and receive what a mighty word that this man of God is bringing forth for us on tomorrow night. Join us at the Melbourne Hilton Rialto, 200 Rialto Place in Melbourne, Florida. We want to see you there. And then come on and join us on Sunday morning. We have our Sunday morning service starting at 11:30 a.m. Listen, you don't want to miss these services that God is moving. And then on the 16th through the 17th, at 8 p.m., our very own Pastor Andre Smith will be bringing forth the Bread of Life with a two-night revival. I'm telling you, how many know of any time that we need to be revived, it is now, huh? And God is bringing the revival back to the house again, huh? So join us on the 16th through the 17th at 8 p.m. Oh, my God, Pastor Andre will be having a two-night revival. And I'm telling you, the water is troubled, huh? And I'm telling you to jump on in. Oh, my God, and receive the blessings that God has for your life. And I'm going to jump right into the word. I'm telling you, I'm going to jump into the word. Turn with me, huh? To Luke, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to begin at the reading from the 3rd through the 7th chapter, Luke 5, 3 through 7, hallelujah. And the word of God said, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And how many of you know that Jesus is telling his people in this season, oh my God, to launch out into the deep. Okay, what is launching out into the deep, evangelist? It means stepping beyond your comfort zone and taking significant risk based on faith. And it represents abandoning the same predictable shallows to thrust into a greater purpose, even after your past failures. Oh my God. And why, hallelujah, why is it based on your faith? Because Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the meaning of substance in the Bible comes from a Greek word, hypostasis, which translates to a foundation, underlying reality, or a legal guarantee of ownership. So when we accept Jesus as our personal savior, all the promises that's in the word, it is ours. Because the Bible said all the promises of God, they are yea and amen. So I don't care what you're dealing with in your life. All the promises of God, they are yea and amen. All he wants you to do is have faith enough to believe him and believe what he said. So in this season, We have to look through the eyes of faith. Huh? We have to look way past the way they're looking at you. Huh? We got to look past the way they're talking about you. Huh? We got to look past the way that they're treating you in this season. Huh? Oh, my God. We got to look past, hallelujah, huh? All the obstacles and things that come in your way. Huh? And you got to begin to look through the eyes of faith. Huh? And that's the foundation that's holding me afloat. Huh? And launch out. Oh, my God. Huh? It's time to launch out into the deep. Huh? Oh, launch out into a greater purpose and mandate that God has for your life. It's time to abandon, my God, the predictable shallow waters, because that's all who hang out in the shallow waters, and the seashore is the ones that can't swim, because, hallelujah, you feel safe there in the shallow waters. Oh, my God, but listen here. When he took Ezekiel in chapter 47, the first through the fifth verses, oh, my God, and Ezekiel began to see waters flowing out from the threshold. And how many of you know that's where the waters is flowing out? From the thresholds. Hallelujah. And the temple, and as the waters flowed, the angel measured the water in increments of 1,000. And the water started ankle deep. And then it went on to waist deep. And finally, because it became a raging river, too deep for anybody to even walk through. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, when what Ezekiel saw represents progressive spiritual growth. Oh, my God. And it's a call to believers to move from the surface level faith. Oh, my God. Move out from on the seashore and being completely immersed in the Holy Spirit and have a total confidence. Oh, my God. And our dependence not on yourself, but totally on the Lord and our Heavenly Father. Oh, my God. The song said on Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Oh, my God, that's what a lot of people, oh, my God, the Bible says some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, some trust in their mothers, their fathers, some trust in their sisters and their brothers. But how about you look through the eyes of faith and begin to look at Jesus, oh, my God, and come on and launch out into the deep. I'm telling you, oh, my God, it's time now, oh, God, to launch out into the deep, because the Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, he's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. So we ought not to be looking to the arms of flesh, the arms of man, because they're going to fail you every time. But why not look to the author, oh my God, of our faith, and that is Jesus, and stand on a solid foundation, because all of the ground, oh my God, is sinking sand. Life will make you feel like, oh my God, that you're all alone. I'm telling you today, oh my God, you're not alone. Oh, God wants you to launch out into the deep. Oh my God, listen here. Oh my God, everything, oh my God, that the deep have when you're on the seashore, it kicks back up to the seashore. And when you're out in the deep, everything that the deep waters don't want, it kicks it back to the seashore. So you're asking yourself, why am I going through this and I'm going through that? God trying to position you. He's trying to position you to launch out into the deep. Oh, my God, in the deep waters, that's where you're going to find Jesus, walking on the water. Oh, my God, in the deep water, that's where you're going to find the prize fish. God is trying to launch you out into the deep, but you're too scared. You're too petty. Oh, my God, and you're scared of the water. Oh, my God, but the word of God said, oh, my God, when you go through the waters, I'll be with you. When you go through the flood, oh my God, Jesus will be with you. So he's trying to position you for a miracle in your life. He's trying to position you, oh my God, to launch out into the deep. Don't sit there in the shallows because you feel safe there. God is trying to take you out of your safety zone. He's trying to take you, oh my God, to higher heights and to deeper depths in him, my God. And I'm going to read on down to the fifth verse. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down, oh my God, my net. And how many of you know today that Jesus is looking for that nevertheless spirit on the inside of you? Oh my God, that's why he's launching you out into the deep, because you're not dependent on yourself no more. But you're saying, Lord, nevertheless, oh my God, at your will, oh my God, be it unto me. God is looking for the ones that'll stand up and say, my children, and act it up. But nevertheless, Lord, I'm standing on your word. My body is racking with pain. But nevertheless, God, I'm standing on the word. And your word said that I'm healed. Oh my God, and if the word says it, oh my God, I believe it. And Jesus is looking for, listen, the willing and the obedient, like it says in Isaiah 1:19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Listen, the Lord says, stay right there. And I want you to stress this, because these two go hand in hand, just like the Old Testament, oh my God, confirmed with the New Testament, and the New Testament confirms with the Old Testament. Oh my God, willingness and obedience, it goes hand in hand, just like a horse and a carriage. It goes hand in hand. You can't do one without the other. And he told me to tell him, said, many of you, yes, you're willing, but you're not obedient. Yet, hallelujah, yes, you're willing to do this, and you're willing to do that, but are you obedient? Obedient to what the word said? Obedient to your work, to your leaders? Are you obedient to the ones that's watching over your soul? Yes, you got great plans to do this and to do that. Oh my God, but I'm telling you, you got to make sure that you're obedient. Obedient to your leaders. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. You're around here doing everything you're big enough to do, but you're not obedient. Hallelujah. Oh my God, the pastor tell you to be in church at a certain time. You're willing, but you're not obedient. They tell you to pay your tithes and give, hallelujah, and work in unity. Oh my God, but you're not obedient. Oh my God, you're willing to do it, but you're not obedient. And you're not willing and obedient to the ones that's watching over your soul. And listen, when the children came out of Egypt, out of bondage, oh my God, and they was in the wilderness, the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. Oh my God. And when he took Moses on the mountaintop, oh my God, and he spoke to Moses and gave Moses the instructions. Oh my God. And it was Moses alone that God spoke to. Hallelujah. Oh my God. So I'm saying today, hey, what are you saying? If your leader is hearing from God, and they come and say, do this and do that job, oh my God, it's your job to obey. Because I'm telling you, in order for you to be a great leader, you must be a great follower. You have to learn to be a servant first. And that's what Jesus did. When he came here and bled and died, he showed us what a good servant ought to do. And that's what we're working for. We're working for, hallelujah, to be a good servant first. And then God can press you on to be a leader. So if your leader is telling you to do that, as long as they're abiding in the word, if they're telling you to be to church on time, you get yourself up from there. You too busy doing this and that. You get yourself up from there and be to church on time. You go to your job on time. Oh my God, why not treat God the same way? Oh my God, he tell you to pay your tithes and give. Hallelujah, YouTube, I got to pay this bill and I got to pay that bill. But you got to realize who gave you that job. It was God that did it. So you got to be obedient in this season, because that's what God is looking for. He's looking for obedience in this season. And yeah, I know you said, well, evangelist, I hear from God too. Oh my God, I got a prophetic word too. But let me tell you, baby, hallelujah, the Bible said, give come with that repentance. Oh my God. Yes, you got the gift, but are you obedient unto God? Are you doing what God requires you to do? Are you speaking as an oracle of him? And most of all, are you living right? Oh my God, you got to live right in this season. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the enemy is coming with his cunning and craftiness. Oh my God, but you got to be obedient unto your leader. You have to be obedient. And Simon said, listen, I toiled all night and I caught nothing. And listen, a lot of times our focus is in the wrong thing. God told you to pray. Pray for your children. And instead of you praying for your children, you over there paying this bill and paying that bill for them. God didn't give you that instruction. Your focus is in the wrong place. God told you, hallelujah, the sanctified wife will sanctify the husband holy. And instead of you doing that, you coming and being in the house of God. You out there doing this and that. You trying to find fault in everything that's going on in the church. You better take your focus. Oh, my God, on what God wants you to do. Oh, my God. You got to take your focus on what God told you to do. And you got to put your net. Your net is on the wrong side. Hallelujah. Turn with me briefly. Hallelujah. To John 21. And I'm going to begin reading at the 3rd through the 6th verse. And the Bible says, Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They said unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. So what I'm telling you today, why God told me to go in that scripture, because he told me that you tell the people, a lot of you got your net on the wrong side of the boat. Oh my God, you're having these meetings. You're having these platforms that you got set up. Oh my God, but is any soul being saved? Hallelujah. Is it any lives that being changed? Hallelujah. Oh my God, and listen here. Oh my God, it is something about the right hand of God, the right side of God. It's a powerful and symbolic meaning representing the ultimate place of honor. Oh my God, it's the supreme authority. It's divine power. Oh my God, no wonder Jesus said, hallelujah. No wonder the word said, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, making intercessions for you. So as it behooves you to cast your net on the right side of the boat. Oh my God, and it's time to launch out into the deep. But keep your focus on the right things. Oh my God, the right things to do. Oh, listen here. It's not time to get connected with these cliques. Hallelujah. It's not time to get connected with the wrong thing and the wrong people. Having all these cliques in the church. This one, hallelujah, don't like that. Hallelujah. This one is jealous of that one. It's time to cut all that foolishness out. And it's time to work together. Work together in unity. Oh my God, not following the cliques, because the Bible says in Ephesians 4:14 that we are henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind and doctrine by the sleight of men, and their cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Oh my God, let me tell you, saints, you can't get involved with everything and everybody. Oh my God, if you see yourself, hallelujah. Oh my God, every time I go to this meeting, every time I go to that meeting, it seems like everything happened in your life. Seems like all turmoil has happened. Maybe you need to consider, hey Lord, I got my net on the wrong side. You better pick that net up and put it on the right side of the boat. Because listen here, it may be a good thing. That's what you got to realize. It may sound like a good thing, but is it a God thing? Is the one that's doing this or that, are they willing and are they obedient and living the right life before God? That's what's important. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Are they willing and are they obedient and doing what God called them to do? Before you try to hook up with that clique, you better make sure that they're following and doing what the word say, that they're standing behind your leader 10 toes down. Hallelujah. And as we are willing and obedient, we're listening and looking at Jesus, and he's giving us instructions. That's why it's important. Oh, my God, to keep your focus stayed on the right thing to do. And as long as we obey, hallelujah, the instructions, we're going to draw out the net. And the miracles are going to come. The signs are going to come. The wonders are going to come. The blessings are going to come. Oh, my God, but you got to get in alignment with God, and you got to launch yourself out into the deep. Oh, my God, and begin to swim. Oh, my God, not trusting in you, but trusting into Jesus, and look unto him and say, Lord, I trust you. I may not see it, but Lord, I trust you, because I'm standing on the foundation. Oh, my God, I'm standing on faith. Oh, my God, because I realize that all of the ground, oh, my God, is sinking sand. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, my God. And we're going to go back to Luke 5. And we're going to read at 6 and 7. And the word of God said, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes in their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners that were on the other ship that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. And how many of you ready now that you done launched out into the deep? How many of you ready for the overflow? How many of you ready for the miracles, the signs and wonders that Jesus declared that was going to come? How many of you ready for the overflow? Because if you be willing and obedient and you done launched out into the deep, you done forsake all others and you grab a hold of Jesus and say, Lord, I trust you. Yes, my body is hurting, but Lord, I trust you. Yes, my children turn their back on you, but Lord, I trust you, because I'm going to be willing and obedient and do what you called me to do. I don't care who don't come. I don't care who don't show up. I don't care who's not doing it, but I'm going to be willing and obedient so that I can eat the good of the land. And Lord, I'm not just coming for the fishes and the loaves, but I'm coming with a willingness of heart to do what you called me to do, Lord. But first of all, my obedience is going to be to you, Lord. And then my obedience is going to be to the leadership, the one that is watching over your soul. That's what we got to learn. It goes hand in hand. Yes, you're willing. Yes, you're doing this and that. But you got to be obedient in this season. Oh, my God. Because what God is getting ready to reign on this earth, we have to stand in a place of obedience. I don't care what come, what may go. You better stand in a place in obedience and launch out into the deep, because in the deep, that's where you're going to find the overflow. That's where you're going to find the joy. That's where you're going to find the peace. Oh, Cornelia, that's where you're going to find the miracles. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And when they did that, oh, my God, when Peter obeyed what the Lord told him to do, oh, God, to cast your net on the other side, because the men of you got your nets on the wrong side. You better get your net and put it on the right side. Oh, my God, and be obedient and listening to the instructions of God, because the word of God tells us, oh, my God, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Oh, my God, he said, my sheep know my voice. Oh, God, and the stranger, they will not follow. Stop following after all these people. Every time a new prophet come to town, every time a new this come to town, you got to be the first one there. You better listen to what God is saying, and you better open and put your focus on the right thing. Oh, my God, these new prophets, you don't know how they living. You don't know what kind of lifestyle they got. You better rest assured and know, oh, my God, the one that's feeding me, I know she living right. I know she's speaking the word. I know a prayer can get through to her. You better take your focus, hallelujah, and being obedient unto your leaders, hallelujah, because that's who God sent to watch over your soul. Yeah, you got the prophetic word, hallelujah, but you don't think, hallelujah, your leader know everything that God is speaking unto you. They know.
Hallelujah. And we got to be humble. We got to be humble in this season. Hallelujah. It ain't no big I, no little you. We all working together in this thing. Hallelujah. And Jesus told us, be busy about our Father's business, because our Father's business, it require haste. It ain't no time to be getting in this click and that click. It's time to work together. Work together in unity, and come on and let's launch out into the deep. Get off that seashore. God got a mandate over your life. God got a calling over your life. Are you too scared? Every time the water come, you running from the water. No, Lord said, launch out into the deep. Oh, my God, and prepare for a drought. Oh, my God, prepare for the great things of God that God has for your life. Oh, my God, that's what he told me. You tell the people, it's time to launch out into the deep, because what's getting ready to come in this land? Oh, my God, all this stuff coming on the seashore. We got to be in the deep where we can hear from God, where we can hear a word from God, and we can be obedient to the words that God has given us, because it's time now to go in the hedges and the highways and spread the word. Go into the hedges and the highways and compel them to come, that God's house might be filled. It's your season and it's your time to launch out into the deep. And listen, don't let the devil beat you over the head over everything that you done did wrong. Hallelujah. Don't you worry about that. The Bible said a righteous man falls 7 times, but he get back up. You get back up from there, and you get back in the race, and you continue to swim and launch out into the deep. And that's where you're going to find Jesus, walking on the water. That's where you're going to find the miracles, walking on the water. It's going to be Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I hope the word bless you on today. Remember, saints, it's time to launch into the deep. It's not time to be all weakling, a weak Christian. Hallelujah. Everything somebody say, the way they look at you, the way they do this and that. He told Jeremiah, be not afraid of their faces. But you better stand flat-footed and say, for God I live, and for God I die, and I'm going to minister and preach the word like God said, do it. Because if you don't, the blood will be required at your hands. Right now, I'm going to ask Pastor Monica if she'll come forth and pray for the ones that are not saved. You better open up your mouth and repent before God. Oh, my God, is she going to pray for the ones that need a healing? Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Monica.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, oh God, we come first, oh God, giving praise and giving glory to your name, oh God, thanking you for being God of all, oh God.
Yes, hallelujah.
We come right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, asking for forgiveness of our sins, oh God, known and unknown, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for our best is filthy as rags, oh God. But we know, oh God, that we can stand in this time right now, oh God, on behalf of your people everywhere, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We speak right now, oh God. Let the ones, oh God, who are confessing you, oh God, as their Lord and Savior for the first time, oh God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, accept them into your kingdom, oh God.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the ones that are saying that they yield themselves to you, oh God, in this moment, oh God, provide them, oh God, a leader after your own heart, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And stir up the spirit in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, give them a willingness and a thirsty, oh God, and a thirst after your righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we speak right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, deliverance, oh God, over their lives, oh God, we speak right now, oh God, that you, and we ask, oh God, cover them in your blood, oh God, and seal them, oh God, until eternity comes, oh God, and we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, go to the sick and the shut in, oh God, deliver them, oh God, up off of those beds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, by your stripes we declare healing over them right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise and give you glory, oh God, for we know, oh God, that our faith, oh God, establishes this work as done, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we declare and decree right now, oh God, blessings over every life right now, oh God.
Hallelujah.
That is, oh God, impacted by this prayer, oh God, impacted by this word, oh God, as they go forth. forth, oh God, and do what you proclaimed in the word, oh God, to do, oh God. Enrich them, oh God, mind, body, and spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
We speak right now that it is well, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. I'm telling you, join us on tomorrow night at the Melbourne Hilton Rialto. Hallelujah, Melbourne. We're having our 37th annual church anniversary. Join us at 7:30. Oh, God, and then meet us there, 200 Rialto Place in Melbourne, Florida. Hallelujah. Meet us there. Hallelujah. And then join us at 11:30. Oh, hallelujah. The word will come forth again. And then remember, on the 16th and the 17th, Pastor Andre Smith, he'll be having a two-night revival. You don't want to miss it. God has a word for his people. We thank you all for joining us. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for your support. Oh, my God, we bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. And may God bless you. Hallelujah. Listen, don't you miss your blessing, because God got a blessing and it has your name written on it. But you got to be in the place in order to receive everything that God has for you. God bless you.
Amen.